Well, Christmas is over. New Year's is over. Part of the playoffs are over. And all that's ahead is the Super Bowl. And at least 50% of the people whose teams that go to the Super Bowl will be disappointed. And then we'll come to the realization that after the Super Bowl, there's really nothing else. So we're going to talk about post-holiday blues in podcast 892, the Bob Davis Podcasts. We're going to talk about winter a little bit in this podcast. And of course, when you think winter and you think about pipes breaking and heating problems, think about Ryan Plumbing and Heating of St. Paul for home or business. You can check them out online at ryanplumbing.com. More about Ryan later on in the podcast. Well, I'm sure, and I know, because I know people that had this conversation over the holidays. You had family in the house, lots of people, and these days, a new house, if you're looking for a new house, they're hard to find and they cost a lot of money. And so if you have equity in your house, you might be thinking about redoing the master bedroom suite or fixing up the basement or putting in a new kitchen or whatever it is that you feel that you need. To do that, you need a contractor that's going to be with you all the way from beginning to end. And the guy I want to recommend is Whitetail Builders of Andover, Minnesota, Randy Grabo. People I know that work with Randy say that he is amazing because he supervises the process all the way through. He is there, not some underling, but Randy will be there. And so he is the guy that can help you construct your dreams. So here's how to find Whitetail Builders. You can find them online at whitetailbuildersinc.com, or you can click on the Whitetail banner at the top of the page at the bobdavispodcast.com, or call Randy Grabo. Loves to talk to people about their dreams and what they want to do with their houses. 612-282-8801. That's 612-282-8801. Whitetail Builders of Andover, Minnesota, helping you construct your dreams. Yeah, it's late at night. I haven't done a podcast late at night in a long time. So I'm a little disconcerted because usually I feel like I can be more active. You know, I live in a duplex. And when I do late night podcasts, I almost have to do it in kind of a hushed way because I don't want to wake up the neighbors. Not that I would, but she's never complained and has always told me that it doesn't bother her in the least. She doesn't even hear it, but I'm down here in the basement and I feel like I got to keep my voice down because I don't want to wake people up that are next door, right? So I'm going to do an easy talker because I have done a series. I just realized that I've just done a series of pretty heavy podcasts with pretty heavy amounts of preparation and very content-rich podcasts, whether it's about the Republican nature of our government or whether it is about Christmas or whether it's about, the Iran thing. And, you know, I thought it was time to kind of just ease back a little bit on it. And this is the low point. So very interesting thing. We had a conversation tonight at yoga, which I'm going to bring up again because it's been a while since I actually talked about yoga in a podcast too. And I kind of touched on this during the Christmas is a pagan holiday podcast that I did just recently that upset people. This is not a time, winter. And still this period of time, even though the days are now getting longer, we're still in the darkest part of the year. And this is not a time to be doing things that we are being exhorted to do by all of the experts. This is the time that you have to have resolutions. And if you don't have resolutions, the new replacement for resolutions is goal setting. I happened across this thing on Instagram that somebody had done a sheet of paper that said 2020 bucket list, and it was literally close packed, very precise printing on a sheet of 8x11 line paper from a notebook that was so detailed it made me ill. I was just like, oh my God, this is goal setting gone insane. So we're being told if you go on LinkedIn or you spend any time with the so-called motivational media, oh, this is a good time to set goals and to get ready and to get into the new year and hit it as hard as you can, because this is going to be a change. This is going to be a change year. It's a special year because it's a year that's 2020. And if you add 2020 up, you get, I don't know, whatever you get. you get three. It's a year, it's a 2020 year, and isn't that special? And we're supposed to do this and we're supposed to do that. And I've been seeing this stuff for 2 weeks now. I've been seeing all of this. You have to do this and you have to do that. And we're being pushed and pushed and pushed to run headlong into the year. This is not a time to be running headlong into anything. This is a time for reflection and sleeping and eating and preparing for when the weather changes and the days get genuinely longer to the point where they're definitely noticeable and the weather changes and it gets warm. And we start preparing for spring and summer and fall. That's what we're supposed to be doing at this time of the year. We're not supposed to be out, you know, setting goals and doing all these things that the business coaches tell us that we're supposed to do and that LinkedIn tells us that we're supposed to do. I'm reaching the point with, and I'll talk about social media in this podcast too, but I'm reaching the point with LinkedIn in particular, of saturation, where if I see one more vacuous post by someone that I've never heard of before, who's some kind of business coach that says, you should do this and you should do that, I'm going to scream. And they're usually really completely worthless things. You know, we have to value the connections we have in our lives, because really it's about relationships. And it's like, what does that mean? What does any of that stuff mean? And it's everywhere. It's this, we have to do this and we have to do that. And we have to prepare for this. And here's this new book that you can use to schedule all the things that are going on in your life. And it's like, we have calendars on our phones. Those aren't good enough to schedule. it's just, how busy is your life? If your life is so busy that you have to have this notebook that is, you know, filled with closely packed print and appointments and telephone numbers and places to go and things to do, you're missing out on an opportunity to do absolutely nothing and to just lay down and rest and eat and prepare. And we're at a point right now, right after Christmas and right after New Year's, unless you're a sports fan. But even so, if you're a Vikings fan, which I'm not, I couldn't care less, about the Vikings. But anyway, unless you're a sports fan, you can look forward to a number of sports activities over the next few months, the winter months, where people can be sitting on the couch and watching games. So you've got football games, and then eventually you've got basketball, and that goes until March, and you got hockey now, and that goes until summer, and then baseball starts up again. And, you know, it's kind of this low point that we're at right now, right after New Year's, can be depressing, because it doesn't seem like there's any other thing. And this is why I said, when we got to Christmas, it always amazes me how time is so compressed between Thanksgiving and Christmas. People running around, going to and fro and grabbing this and going and running this errand and picking that up and doing all these things. And then, of course, after it's all over, well, you know, the Christmas tree goes out in the trash and you have to take the Christmas tree somewhere now, apparently. I used to love to burn the Christmas tree in the backyard. That was one of my favorite things to do, because, you know, they burn like crazy. And I remember we had all this garland once at this house, and we had a fireplace in this house when I was married. And my ex-wife had put, well, she was my wife then, but she had put all this literal garland, like real garland, on the stairway and going upstairs on the banister. And I was home one day, one Saturday, with my son, and we were hanging around, and I go, hey, you know what we should do? He was about eight. He was about five. And he goes, what? And I go, we should burn all this garland in the fireplace. And of course, you know, two boys, basically, we were like, yeah, let's do that. That's going to be a riot. So I took the garland down and I put it in the fireplace, and, you know, it's turpentine. That's basically what it is. And I thought the house was going to burn down. I'll never forget that. That it burned, and we were both standing back with it. His eyes were as big as saucers. And I was like, I'm a little concerned that this is just going to be – I'm a little concerned about the intensity of this fire, but then it burned down. But don't ever do that. Don't ever put the Christmas tree in the fireplace or garland or anything else like that in the fireplace. It does not burn like paper. And dumbass here thought that that would be fun. And I guess it was. It's a good little story to tell, but typical – crazy dad, you know, five-year-old son thing to do on a Saturday morning when there's virtually nothing else to do. So we work so hard to have this great holiday season. We go visit neighbors and friends and family around Thanksgiving. So we're on the road a lot. Then at Christmas, you've got all these people to go around and go see and all these places to go and things to do. And then New Year's, of course, usually there's parties and there's parties also at Christmas, corporate parties, and then New Year's parties with more of a friendship thing. And then I suppose the last few weeks we've had playoffs, and if a team that you are a super fan of is in the playoffs, that's exciting. And then suddenly it's all over, and there's this low point, there's this low emotional point, and we're hitting it. The other thing that's been going on, astrologically speaking, is we had a lunar eclipse. And we've also had some things going on, according to the soothsayers on YouTube, that are very heavy, heavy, heavy energies that people are struggling with. And now we're in this point where it's just kind of quiet. And I love it. I didn't do anything at Christmas. I went nowhere. The only thing I do every Christmas is I get together with my nephews and my niece and my nephew or whoever wants to come and my son, and we go have Chinese food. And that's what we did on Christmas night, and that's the only thing that I do. And I didn't go anywhere. In fact, I did a podcast on New Year's Eve. So, and people say, oh, that seems so lonely. And it's like, you know, here's the thing. I worked for many, many, many years, and I mean many years, 25 years at least, where I had to be on the radio on Christmas Day and Christmas Eve because I was the fill-in guy, or we had some kind of promotion on up to almost Christmas Eve, or you were working 12, 14-hour days up to Christmas Eve so that you could get everything ready on the air to be programmed on the radio station. So we were working 14, 15 hours a day and including Christmas Eve to get everything in place so everybody could take a day off. And then New Year's, I worked every New Year's Eve for years because the stations I worked for always had a New Year's Eve party. So, and that was neat, but it was an event. So you were working the event. You weren't really, and then I don't drink. So there's really no reason to celebrate really New Year's Eve. And it's funny because the older I get, the less interested I am in doing that. I've got some plans though. I think maybe next year, one of these years, I think I'm going to go someplace really exotic for New Year's because I do feel that New Year's is something special, but, you know, I haven't really done anything for New Year's for years, for more than a few years, like 4 or 5 years. So, it's kind of nice to just not think about that stuff and just kind of stay home and make some dinner and do something creative. And then that's it. But now that we've had the eclipse and all the other things that have happened, now it feels like this is actually the beginning of the year. And this is kind of the low point of the year. And I'm going to talk about a couple things that I'm doing that's helping me kind of get through this low point. But I will say that what I am doing, and we're going to talk about this in a second, what I am doing really messes with your head because it's a very physical thing. And of course, I'm lumping on more than I should. And we're going to talk about the yoga challenge in the second half of this podcast. Well, I mentioned Ryan Plumbing and Heating of St. Paul for Home or Business earlier because when it comes to keeping all of your systems running right, when you have plumbing or heating problems, you want reliable service. And that means Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul. In Frogtown for over four generations, you can call them in St. Paul at 651-224-4771, in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488, online at ryanplumbing.com. They do quality replacement and repair of all plumbing, heating, and air conditioning systems, residential and business. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you have a lot of people who want to fix stuff themselves. And the fixing stuff yourself sometimes works and saves you money, and sometimes it causes causes a bigger disaster. That's why you call Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul, 651-224-4771, in Minneapolis, 612-927-6488. Also, for your business, if you own the building where you keep your business, don't forget Ryan Plumbing and Heating for business as well. Ryan Plumbing and Heating in St. Paul. Check them out online at ryanplumbing.com. Well, you've heard me say I hate my printer. Actually, I love my printer. It's not the printer. It's paying for the print cartridges at the big box retail stores where they gouge you. Guess what? Cartridge World in Maple Grove can save you up to 30% compared to the big box stores, and their cartridges at Cartridge World are guaranteed to perform as good as new. Free delivery on qualifying orders, and if you qualify, they can get you a printer as well. If you're running a business, you might be able to save a ton of money. Cartridge World in Maple Grove off of Weaver Lake Road between Dairy Queen and Subway, 763-420-6632, or click on that awesome Cartridge World banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com. Yeah, this is the time of year when we're supposed to not do anything. This is the time of the year when we're supposed to be relaxing and getting ready. We're supposed to be darning socks and working on our hobbies in the basement and kind of just hunkering down, as I said in the first half of this podcast. And we live in a consumer-driven culture, which is constantly pushing people to do something, make a list, have goals, resolutions that you have to follow. And we all know that any kind of New Year's resolution is usually forgotten because this isn't the time of the year that you remember that kind of thing. And so people they make resolutions. If you want to make a resolution to change your life, if you really think that that's necessary, you should probably make it in the spring because that's when you're really going to be pushed into action. And, you know, that was kind of the subject of the discussion at yoga tonight, which I had actually talked about in the pagan origins of Christmas a little bit. This consumer-driven culture that pushes people to do things they shouldn't be doing, let's just say. And I hate to say should, but if you believe in the seasonal changes of things that people do, then this is not the time of the year to be setting goals. This is the time of the year to just be, as I said, doing all the other stuff that you do, that you would do inside to stay out of the cold and not be so worried about everything. And so what am I doing? I'm doing something called the Yoga Challenge. I do this. They have challenges at the place where I do yoga, usually at the turn. It's usually once a quarter. There's a challenge. Now, this time, there's a 30-day challenge, which means 30 lessons in 30 days. There's a 20-day challenge, which is 20 lessons in 20 days. And there's a 10-day challenge. They've flipped it around and changed it a little bit. This time, it's just a 20-day challenge, but you can have a partner and do 10. So one person does 10 and you do 10 and you guys can finish. I'm doing 20 by myself. But here's what I've been reaching for, and that is to do 20 in 10, which means you would do 2 a day for 10 days. I didn't quite hit it, but because of some issues, but I started out the year with 108 sun salutes, which is up and down and, you know, up dog, down dog, chaturanga, and then back up 108 times, which is incredible. And then after that, 2 yoga lessons or classes, whatever you want to say, you know, sessions a day for the rest of the time. And I've been taking Saturdays off, so I am just now reaching the end of the 20-day challenge, and it's the 13th of January when I'm recording this. And so I will hit 17 and 18 tomorrow and 19 and 20 on Monday. And I may have one more after that because there's always, you know, misnomers with counting. There's always miscalculations when you're trying to count the number of classes you've taken. And it is. It's very interesting to me because when I start these out, I'm always very gung-ho and I feel great. And physically, I feel really strong. The last time I did the yoga challenge was in the fall, and I did 30 in like 20. That was huge. And then I got the flu and I got really sick. Really sick. And some of you heard some of those podcasts where, and if I get sick, it doesn't help because I've still got to do podcasts. So I did some podcasts where you could really hear that heavy congestion in my chest and in my head. That was rough. And the thing I learned from that is you have to be very, very careful because doing two of these a day, and I'm doing hard classes at least in terms of, you could do like an introductory class, every day and it wouldn't be a problem. But if you're doing sculpts and HOTS and C2s, which is like power yoga, every day, two a day, it can be physically really demanding. But what I noticed today and yesterday is that it really messes with your head. This is very interesting to me. So this is a pretty, pretty strong, for a guy my age, it's a pretty strong amount of physical activity. And I feel great. I feel physically great, but I have noticed that it messes with my head psychologically. So with all the physical activity, it's like you're up and down. Now, the other thing I want to say about yoga is that the more yoga that you do, the more your awareness increases and your level, your energy moves up into the higher registers of your body. And you get weird things happen. You get ringing in the ears. You get these symptoms of what some call ascension. I don't necessarily agree with that, but I think it's just the amount of energy is flowing through your body super clean because you're really pushing it. And I have been really going up and down. Part of my job as a podcaster when I post a podcast is to monitor the reaction on social media. And therefore, I am then forced to basically check in with social media regularly throughout the day. And it gets really hard because social media drags you down and the yoga, just causes a person to soar. It draws their energy way up. I can't sleep. I sleep maybe 3 or 4 hours at a time. And it really messes with your head. It's really interesting and fun for that reason. So if you're looking for something to do to fill the winter time, doing a yoga challenge, I would highly recommend doing a yoga challenge because it's so weird. It's just, you don't know what's happening to you. You're like, what is wrong with me? Why am I so emotional? Why am I getting so angry or feeling, so hopeless? Or why is this? And then why am I being so negatively affected by what I see on social media, which is, nonsense most of the time. But I'm monitoring because I want to make sure that, as we have discussed in these podcasts, I want to make sure I'm not getting pushed into or getting sucked into having the wrong kinds of comments on my pages and things of that nature, which I don't need to go into. So it does mess with your head. And that's kind of a fun thing because you really learn then how much this consumer culture and this culture that we're living in, where we're supposed to worry about the prince of whoever he is, Harry the Prince, and his wife, Meghan Markle, isn't that her name? And their problems with the crown. We're supposed to worry about that. And I just don't care. I don't care. We don't have a king in the United States, and I don't care. We're supposed to be on top of every single development that happens politically. And that's why I did some of those really heavy political podcasts recently. And it's also why I'm not updating the Iran podcast with the new news, which is they shot down a plane. And I kind of predicted that in that podcast. I said it could go one way or the other. And I said that sometimes, carefully applied force does have a way of knocking the target back on its heels for a while. And I don't want to say any more than that. I decided I'm not going to update the Iran podcast because it's fine as it is. I don't need to. When something else happens, then I'll update that podcast. I don't think there's anything I didn't make really any predictions, and I didn't say anything definitive that you should think this way or think that way. And that's why I did that podcast that way, because that's all that happens in the media. We are told what to think of Prince Harry and his wife. We are told what to think about the president. We are told what to think about what's going to happen, and this is going to happen, and that's going to happen because this happened, and the Iranians are going to do this, and the Iraqis are going to do that, and the Venezuelans are going to do this, and the Cubans are going to do that, and watch out for this. And there's an earthquake now, and we've got to save all the animals in Australia because they're all burning up, and things of that nature, which is just mind-boggling to me. So when you are in this intense yoga thing where you're doing this physical activity, by the way, I believe that it would be that way if you were doing a running challenge, or if you were doing a winter camping challenge, or if you were doing a kayaking challenge, or if you were, anything that you'd, a surf challenge, if you went down to Hawaii or something and did a surfing challenge, whatever kind of big physical activity that was concentrated would have the same effect. It would draw down your mental reserves. And so you kind of have to be prepared for that. But it also made me realize tonight that how much of this stuff that's coming at us 24/7, 365 days a year, these exhortations, don't miss this sale, you have to plan your year, you have to set goals, this is what you have to do, you have to worry about conducting business in this way, you have to, your team is not going to win the playoffs. What are you going to do then? What are they going to do? And, this stuff, not only does it not matter, and if it matters to you, that's fine, but not only does it not matter at all, it can be very hard on a person and very depressing, especially this time of the year when we're really not, physically prepared. We're not mentally prepared because of the circadian rhythms, for lack of a better term, the seasonal rhythms. We're really not prepared to gird ourselves for that kind of intense pressure. Isn't it interesting that at summer, we kind of shut down, when summer is when you really can handle that, when you can really handle that kind of intense pressure, and you can handle goal setting, and you can handle, I've got to do this, this, and this. And in this part of the year, in this part of the country where I live, the North, you feel these seasons intensely. And this is the time of the year when you start thinking, God, I wish it was, you start to get these images in your head of being on a tropical beach, and the moon is out, and you can see all the way out in the ocean, and maybe there's a ship on the far horizon, and you've got your feet in the sand, and it's midnight, and there's a weather-beaten cottage just a few steps away, and maybe you've got a fire going on the beach and a cup of coffee in your hand, and the warm breeze is blowing, and you're in the tropics, and it's beautiful, right? You start to get those kinds of images in your head, and you start to pine away for different periods of, year. So I guess I want to say that we don't realize how powerful the things that we're being told to do are. We don't realize how powerful it is for every source of things that you see is telling you, you have to think about this, and you have to think about that, and you have to worry about this, and you have to worry about that. People say, well, what are you doing these days? Like, meaning the present time frame. And I say, I'm doing the yoga challenge, and that's about it. I haven't done a podcast since last week because I've been doing this. I've been doing yoga. I get up in the morning, I make coffee, I drink my celery juice and put all my concoctions in my celery juice after I have an organo vanilla shake, and I start to get ready to go to yoga. And I come down here and I either do laundry or pull all the stuff and get a take. And then I go to yoga for 3 hours, and I come home and I make dinner and literally fall asleep in front of the television because I'm physically spent. Now, I feel great now. I fell asleep in front of the television for an hour, and now, I'm up all night. That's how it goes. But this is what makes life really fun and interesting. So I would recommend any kind of a challenge. And I'd love to hear what people are doing. If they're doing some kind of a challenge, I'd love to hear it. Just send me an email through the website at thebobdavispodcast.com. And please don't. I really don't want people to comment on social media. Just don't. Just send me an email through the website, and I'd love to hear it. So that's what I'm doing. And I wanted to lighten the tone a little bit because the last few podcasts have been really intense. And this is, you know, it's the time of year that draws that intensity out. No, and thankfully we didn't talk about it, but with all the trade stuff going on in the news these days, there's lots to talk about foreign manufacturing, and some companies are preparing to bring some of their manufacturing back to the U.S., but this also goes for anybody that's coming up with an invention or a plan, or they want to do something new and they want to make it in the United States. If your company is considering American manufacturing, remember DepoStar, DepoStar, American Design Engineering and Manufacturing. Visit their website at DepoStar.com. Okay, thanks for liking and sharing and favoriting my posts on Facebook and Twitter. You can find the Bob Davis Podcast on Stitcher.com for Android devices, although I recommend Spotify for Android devices, or Blog Talk Radio for Android devices, or PodMN.com if you get the app. The podcasts sound real good on there, or right off the page at thebobdavispodcast.com where I have streaming. I don't send people to the streaming enough. You can also subscribe to the Bob Davis Podcasts right off the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com. And we're on iTunes and all that. There's a ton of places where the podcasts are syndicated, so you should be able to find the Bob Davis Podcasts by just doing a straight-up search for the Bob Davis Podcasts. Thanks for listening to hopefully a little bit lighter of a podcast. Podcast 892, Beating the Winter Blues.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind.